Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast.
Oh, man, this is what I wanted to share with you. I got so excited about this last night. And look, there are certain things that I get very, very particular about, right? I'm very particular about my ammo. I'm very particular about my ammo. I'm particular about my optics. I'm particular about shoes and about fried chicken. Very, very particular about these items. Now, I don't know. I've never been to Australia or New Zealand. Are New Zealand people, are they particular about, like, fried chicken? Do they have, like, it's a thing here in the U.S. Like, if it is not good, I will spit it out on the plate and I will leave. I swear to you, I've done that before. It's a serious issue, right? Okay, you don't play with that. That's where, all joking aside, there's certain things you don't mess with. And queso. You don't mess with queso. Right. So I was reading in New Zealand. Check this out. Because they're doing kind of a similar thing in Australia that they're doing in New Zealand. They called them a gang. It was a fast food gang. These people were trying to get through checkpoints in Auckland. And they were carrying cash because people were paying them to go and try to sneak fast food from different parts of the, that they couldn't get where they were because everybody, you know, gets locked down and all this stuff. So they confiscated from these people the gang associates. They were just people that were getting food and trying to sneak it across. Okay, come on. They had a car boot full of KFC cane. And they laid the KFC across the hood of the cruiser like it was a drug bust. I'm not kidding you. Did you see that? And I was like, what all we got here? Let's see what all we got. Let me zoom in on this picture. Let's zoom in. So I see we got some coleslaw. We got some mashed potatoes.
Several tubs.
Yeah, we got a bit. Is that a big thing? What is that? Big thing of lemonade? What is that over there in the bag?
Yeah, it does look like lemonade.
Doesn't look like lemonade. Yeah, we got some mashed potatoes. We got some slaw. We got some tubs of chicken. I see some, plasticware. They spread it all on the hood of the car like it was a drug bust. And they gave these people a court date because they breached the health order with their chicken. And then in another incident, police nabbed a guy because he was trying to cross the border to charge his dippy electric vehicle because they didn't have a charge station in his area. Over chicken. You take my chicken, I'll fight you. Well, we'll have a brawl. We'll be throwing all kinds of hands, and then there'll be hands coming at you that you're like, you had two hands. Where are these other hands coming from? That's how bad it'll be.
I love the news story on this because they say apparently all fast food outlets have to shut their doors because of the lockdown. But according to the story, the men were attempting to speed away with a trunk full of chicken and coleslaw.
It's a boot full.
When they were pulled over by
police. A boot full of chicken and slaw. I would have grabbed it and it would have been like cops. I would have been running through the field with chicken.
Are there no priorities?
Oh, man.
You got to pull people over that have fried chicken?
Hey, I need that cop song, the Bad Boys cop song by that one band. The UB40, didn't they do it? Yeah. I need me that
UB40.
Song. Wasn't UB40?
No.
I'm pretty sure it was. Google that. How much you want to bet a chicken wing on it?
I will bet 10 chicken wings on
That's
it.
Hold up. Nobody on the internet help him. Don't you tweet
I know
him.
It's Inner Circle. I already know
is
the band.
Is it Inner Circle?
Yeah, it's not UB40.
Are you sure?
I'm positive it's
Are
not
you
UB.
Sure?
I am positive.
Okay, all right. So I owe you chicken. Shut
team.
Up. Whatever, you statist. But the thing that, why is it a gang? They just happen to be two dudes together. Oh, it's a gang with a boot full of chicken. That's what it is. I need my song, though. Otherwise, this doesn't, I should have thought about this earlier. There you go. Police say the vehicle was searched. Overall, they found cash and empty bags of large amounts of takeaway food. The KFC was discarded. They discarded the KFC? You threw that chicken away?
That should be
you
illegal.
You threw that chicken away. You're in New Zealand. It's not like y'all got good choices for fried chicken down there. And they throw them away. I would have been arms full of chicken running through a field. Come and get me running through a field. I'd have had my side on. I'd have been running through a field with a big old bunch of chicken and taties. That's how that would have happened. I want chicken now. Sidebar. Kane, have you been to Whistlebridge's yet?
I have not, but I'm going. I promise. Promsies.
Let me tell you, Kane gets like the best recommendations, and then he sits on it for forever. That's what he does.
It's not forever.
They have good chicken.
I just don't act right away. That's different.
When we were in South St. Louis and we lived there, we were at Hodak's all the time with fried chicken.
Hodak's.
Do you ever feel bad about going to places repeatedly for stuff like that? Because you'd go in and you'd be like, hello, it's me again.
I don't think they mind.
Did I just see you when you were eating chicken the other day?
That was a pretty specialty type restaurant, Hodak's.
Oh, man. It was great.
Fried chicken, and they just did that well. You know, that's literally what they did.
Oh, man alive. So, yeah, I'm wanting some fried chicken. But this is just ridiculous. So that's what these people are doing. But it's follow the science. We don't want you to get the COVID from the chicken. Follow the science. Like, this makes any sense. It's all so stupid. It's all about following the science, guys. So, again, if you're going to mandate that people get an injection from the government, and the stated justification for the injection from the government is that the government's injection is going to prevent you from contracting or transmitting a virus, then you better be damn sure that the injection that you're mandating and forcing people to get actually prevents transmission of the virus. But it doesn't.
They could face up to 6 months in prison
for chicken.
$4,000 fine.
Dude, I would risk it. I'd risk it for the biscuit. Sure, I sure would. I sure would. Got to risk it for the biscuit, telling you. I waited my whole life to say that for such a so perfect an opening. Whew, man, telling you what. Yeah, you need. That's depressing. I hate everything. I hate everything. It's just all. So I was going back and forth on what I wanted to go as for Halloween, and I was like either a giant middle finger or probably an anime character. Don't call it cosplaying. Stop it. You know,
are you thinking about going as a bucket of chicken now? Or
no, no. Okay. But I was just thinking how much I hated everything because I already made my decision. But now I'm like, I really do kind of want to go as a giant middle finger and just walk around, you know, just to, you know, and like walk around town. Like I hate everything. This is my thought on everything.
I wonder how much candy you'll get.
People will be throwing it at me. They're like, we feel that. I feel that costume. I don't even know if you could get that. Can you go as a hand gesture?
You could totally make that. Remember, what was it, that hamburger helper character that was just a glove? You could modify
just
that.
Just cut the other fingers off.
Right, you just modify that thing.
They're tucked. just the one. Can you even get that? Can you get a hamburger helper costume?
I bet you could.
Dude, we're going to look right now.
I bet you could find that.
I don't know what happened to the show. yesterday was heavy, and I came in today hating everything. No, I can go as a stupid hamburger. No one wants to go as a stupid hamburger.
Hamburger helper character.
You can go as a tipsy elf, but I can't find like a four. Okay, here's one.
The mascot for hamburger helper mascot.
Oh, this sucks. This costume's horrible. It's basically a sheet that has some fingers in it. This is horrible. It's awful. It's not a hamburger helper. Oh, I sent a picture in Slack. Does hamburger helper literally only have four fingers?
Oh, you know what? That's a good question. I have to look it up, but I wouldn't be surprised. Just like, didn't Mickey Mouse only have like three or four fingers?
Then I don't know if that's actually going to work. And I don't want a smiley face on it.
Yeah, who the hell made this costume you put in Slack? Horrible.
It's a dollar store version.
Yeah, the brand hamburger helper hates this.
That was made in Beijing.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five, brought to you by Caltech.
So, a Starbucks employee tested positive for hepatitis A, triggering a mass vaccination effort. Exposure is probably in the thousands, according to a New Jersey Starbucks. This employee tested positive. This was today for hepatitis A is when they decided to announce it. The Washington Post says thousands of customers were potentially exposed to Hep A when the New Jersey Starbucks employee went to work in the first half of November while infectious. They said that it was a very busy location. It was in Camden County. They said 800 doses of the... See, this is what I'm wondering. Like, if you're going to mandate a vaccine or ask if someone's vaccinated, I'm going to ask you about stuff like this. Oh, Kane! Say it! Say what you put into Slack! Oh, we got
We're limited
chicken.
In time.
You're such a chicken.
Limited.
You are a chicken.
Not enough time.
You guys want to know what Kane says in Slack? I'm telling you. He does this all the time, and then he like runs away from actually having to talk about
some
it.
Some things are appropriate for the air, mm-hmm. and some
you
aren't.
You shouldn't put it in Slack then.
No, that's appropriate.
Third consecutive day after Lululemon and Louis Vuitton was hit, Macy's is now hit as well. 40 to 50 teenage looters. Oh, you can't call them looters. Wielded hammers, smashing glasses at Hayward Jewelry Store. They ran off with a ton of goods. This is just keeps happening over and over and over again. The governor assures you that he's on it. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, sure, okay. So, this Dutch prime minister lashes out at idiots after a third night of violence. Yeah, look at this. So this comes from News 24. The Dutch prime minister, more than 100 people were arrested during three nights of violence when Dutch rioters rampaged through cities in the Netherlands. They were mad about the government's plans to ban unvaccinated people from public places. The Dutch prime minister said the violent protesters were idiots. I think the Dutch prime minister is the king of idiots. How about that? He's the idiot king. Just, no. I'm telling you, you force people into doing things that are against their bodily autonomy, and you're going to have some serious situations here. And U.S. intel shows Russia plans for a potential Ukraine invasion. Oh, but all things are going well. Maybe our generals can go out and scream my truth at them in white rage. That'll do the job. I don't know if you guys saw the latest CDC edict. Because now what they're saying is very important stuff. Now what they're telling everybody is that pregnant people will be able, they need to get vaccinated. That's what the CDC is saying, that pregnant people need to get the vaccine. So women, you're in the clear. You don't have to. It didn't say pregnant women. It said pregnant people. So I just would, yeah. Not women, though, I guess.
I love those hot takes where it's like, women are people. And it's like, well, then say woman, because mm-hmm. it's actually shorter.
Yeah. Men can't have babies. No. That's just how they're built. And I'm not going to have my language commandeered by sexist patriarchal stooges who don't want to actually follow the science. Now, I bring this up because this is supposed to be the agency that wants you to, they are supposed to be devoted to science. It said the CDC issues an urgent health advisory, strongly recommends COVID-19 vaccination for pregnant people. Those recently pregnant are trying to become pregnant. Like, it's people. So just say, why do you have to erase women? What is, and how am I, I am not at all going to take any kind of lecture or direction from any kind of anti-science agency like this. I'm not going to. I'm not going to happen. These are the people who say, oh, well, you have to believe, you follow the science. Well, they're not following the science. This is the thing. We're going to talk a little bit about this here coming up because you're supposed to take them seriously as a bureaucratic agency that is devoted to science. But now, pregnant people, and this isn't the first time, or what was it, the chest feeding? Oh. They're called boobs. B-E-W-B-S, boobs. It's science. You okay?
I'm all
right. And the left has so, for so long, they love using the authority of these government agencies. It's an appeal to authority as a way to nullify like actual science and actual statistics. Like, for instance, where it comes to Second Amendment. This same agency. Remember, the CDC, it's all about science, but it says chest feeding and pregnant people. You know. That they're all about science, except not. They're all about politics, really. This is the agency that decided to involve itself in lease agreements between parties in the same state. This is the same agency that tried to make it to where you had to pay for someone else to live on your property. This is the same. Yeah. So now they want to step outside of disease control even more. And they want to use their federal authority to falsely present a medical need to restrict firearm ownership. And they, this is what the left does. They use these government agencies to nullify, neutralize the challenge that actual statistics presents to their narrative. And this is the ongoing bastardization of public health threat, right? The corrupt definition of public health threat. This has been used as a mechanism for all of these agencies to just collect more and more and more and more power while everyone else watches their rights disappear.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
So a Florida man was filmed walking across the restricted section of Disney World's Cinderella Castle. And apparently people, they're not supposed to go there, but he didn't care and said YOLO. Apparently did it anyway. He's been temporarily barred from returning. And he walked right across this video of the Cinderella Castle, and he stood up there and waved at everybody. Just was like, hey. So, yeah, he claimed his castle for himself. So I didn't know you couldn't go up there. I just thought, why even have it if you can't go up there? Are they worried that people are going to jump off or something like that? I don't know. Let's see here. A couple of others here. This is insane. So a Florida bookkeeper passed away, age 61, and did not leave, apparently, for his coworkers, the password for all of the finance software. He worked for a Republican Party campaign and was responsible for filing his monthly reports to the FEC. And he did not share any login information. They have no idea how to get in there. They have no idea how to use it. Oh, my gosh. So this is a nightmare for them. So they said that they're going to need more time to complete a report on their August fundraising numbers because this is bad. So, yeah, they have no way of getting in. It's in Hillsborough County. They have no way of getting in and accessing that. You know what, though? Think about that. How many times, like, what do people actually think about that stuff? Like, when you're making out your will, I feel like maybe there should be a password section or like a login section for the will, right? So
you'd have to be constantly updating that damn thing, though.
Well, I mean, yeah, but still, I feel like there should be a way to make that happen some way, because think about it, though, right? I mean, how many
did they try password 1234?
Like for instance, we have this app that we can control. My husband loves gadgets, and so he likes those lights that you can control with an app on your phone. Get those light bulbs, which I don't. I mean, good for them. But, what do I? You know, I'm not saying that he's going to kick the bucket, but oh my gosh, how do you control the lights? Like, right? How does that happen? He's got them all on timers, so I don't care. I'm like, oh, the lights are on. I don't even have, what is the switch? I don't know. That's just something to think about, right? Let's see here. A woman was found bound and naked in a Florida storm drain, and she will not tell people how she got there. What? Fort Myers News Press reported that they found this unidentified woman, her name hasn't been released, sitting at the bottom of a drain with straps on her legs. They had to call the fire department to remove the grate and then lift her out. Was she put there by a clown? Like, how did that happen? They said she's a transient who stayed at a nearby hotel. And while police spoke with one person that she'd previously stayed with, hotel staff did not recognize her. Police said she would not cooperate with them. She was taken to an area hospital for treatment. I'm just saying, was its name Pennywise? Did you call it Penny? Did it have, you know, like, did it look like a clown? Just, yeah, were there any balloons present? Were you floating a paper boat? I just got to be careful with this stuff, right? Let's see. Well, actually, we're running out of time here, but. Here coming up in our next hour, we have Senator Rand Paul. He's going to be joining us, and we will also be speaking with James O'Keefe. So packed next hour coming up. Oh, and then apparently Joe Biden said once that Haiti could fall into the sea.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.